As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Baby, be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 21st, President's Day, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts will go there as well. And we'll even advance some workable solutions if we have time and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Good morning, Sam and Trish. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. Big Jimmy X there, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Yeah, we're out there. It's on the web. Thanks for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains again throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage. Precious metals surge higher. Investors flee to safety. Global unrest. We'll talk about all that. Commodity prices, especially food and fuel, sparking expanding concerns. We'll go there as well. Unrest in Wisconsin and the Mideast. Obamacare resistors, green energy, and OPEC. It's all on the browser for this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that good news for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $12.30. My eyeballs were just a-popping at 6 o'clock this morning, but I logged on to the KitCo.com website. Yeah, gold up this morning, $12.30, crossing once again that $1,400 mark at $1,401.40 a troy ounce for that beautiful noble metal. Silver, huge move upwards over the weekend, up 80 cents this morning at $33.46, setting all new highs. Platinum up 11 bucks at $1,843 a troy ounce, and palladium up 7 at $856 an ounce. I certainly hope that you took advantage of the lower prices this past month or so and stocked up your treasure chest just a little bit. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,393.40 for a low in the gold spot market, $1,404.90 for a high, about a little over $10 spread there. But at $1,401.40, your gold is up year-to-year $284.30 an ounce for a 25.45% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixers in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,399.50, and gold went up from there. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, back again. Welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, February the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. Active trading out of New York City, just as a review. Those are of our listeners that are away at the top of the hour first break there, that news and weather reports. Anyway, good news for the gold bugs this morning. Precious metals are good all the way across the board. We found gold trading up 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. An hour ago, gold was trading up $12.30 at $1,401.40 a troy ounce. Silver up 80 cents at $33.46. Platinum up 11 bucks at $18.43. And palladium up 7 at $856 an ounce, indeed. And in fact, the SPDR gold shares over the weekend dropped 0.91 metric tons out of their treasure chest. They claim to be holding this morning 1,223.10 metric tons, valued on State Street at $54.4 billion. But I wouldn't be surprised at all tomorrow to report that it's up again as people start to realize that the market has reversed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 73 at 12,391. The NASDAQ closed up 2 at 2834. And the S&P 500 closing up 3 on Friday at 1,343. This morning, crude oil, wow, look out, upside our head with another licking stick, up another $2.48. Now trades at $88.68 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas crude, delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning also up with the gold move and the silver move. Usually they go the opposite way, but lately they don't do that. But the U.S. dollar index, you can find out about it all on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade waiting baskets of currencies. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index up 13 basis points at 77.74. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. The Canadian loonie again bumps up 38 basis points, still yet strong at $1.01 above parity with the U.S. dollar, the Mexican peso. Arc welded to the U.S. dollar remains at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning down 26 basis points at $1.37. The British pound off 33 basis points at $1.62. And the Swiss franc, that noble little Swiss franc, off 44 basis points, yet up a little bit at $1.05 U.S. in the foreign exchange rate market. The bond yields this morning, these are the U.S. treasuries, the bonded indebtedness. The yield on the two-year bonds are 0.76. The 10-year yield is at 3.62 and the 30 at 4.68%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 4.05% a month ago to 4.25% this morning, and the 30-year continues its upward climb from 4.77 a month ago to 4.95. The prime rate is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, at an all-time low here, well, not all-time low, but certainly the first time in a long time, 41.88 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. So watch as that gold-to-silver ratio continues to go down and down and down. Today, of course, is the U.S. Holiday. It's President's Day, so all markets are going to be closed. Econoday tells us that they'll have the Case-Shiller and the Red Book out again for us tomorrow. Consumer Confidence Report will be out and much more throughout the week. Of course, we'll be looking for durable goods and jobless claims on Friday, on Thursday, and Friday will be a relatively slow day. Consumer sentiment coming out in the morning on Friday. Big news, though, really, is going on in this the gold and silver markets. Let's go up to Reuters here, Africa. Precious gold rises above $1,400 an ounce as Middle East violence spreads. All right, so they're pointing to the Middle East violence spreading and saying that that's what's driving the prices up. Gold prices reached the highest since early January. Unrest spreads across the Middle East, North Africa, and we might say Wisconsin. The gold-to-silver ratio slips to the lowest since 1998. I didn't start keeping charts until about 99 or maybe the year 2000. So we're definitely seeing the best gold-to-silver ratio that I've ever charted. This article by Jan Harvey for Reuters out of London. Gold prices rose above $1,400 an ounce on Monday for the first time in nearly 7 weeks as violence flared in North Africa and the Middle East. Yeah, and keep your eyes on Libya, all right? Boosting interest in the precious metals as a haven from risk. Tensions have spread, and they always talk about that, you know, it's a flight to safety, you know, that sort of thing. Or looking for more risk. Well, when investors are going away from risk, they usually go to the metals. Anyway, tensions have spread from Egypt and Tunisia, where protests unseated leaders earlier this month across the Middle East and North Africa, threatening the grip of long-entrenched autocratic leaders. The permanent revolution continues. Spot gold rose as high as $1,440.40 an ounce and was bid at $1,399.60 an ounce. Well, we can see it's gone above that. Gold prices in euros hit its highest since January the 19th at 1,023.91 euros. There's no doubt that the recent move higher across the precious metals reflect a degree of safe haven buying as a result of the unrest in the Middle East, said Daniel Major, an analyst at RBS Global Banking and Markets. But again, we saw a move downward in the SPDR gold shares, that's the GLD. So we might be seeing people in the near and the Middle East and in other places in Europe and America going into the metals as a result of what may be happening in the energy sector in the not too distant future in Asia. But anyway, continuing, if buying is not through the exchange-traded funds or a clear change in the net long on COMEX, it is most likely to be through the physical market, coin and small bar buying. And I potentially wouldn't rule out larger purchases by high net worth individuals on the back of the unrest we're seeing, he added, okay? So that's important, you know, the mom-pa America and all around the world, people in Asia, people in China, people in India, they're buying gold. They're buying silver. China even encourages their people to do so. I would certainly recommend that you take a look at it for yourself. But, you know, there's a lot going on shaking in this marketplace. And remember, every ounce of gold and silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, that we can take out of the Rothschild's box or the Rockefeller's box or take it out of the Vatican treasury and put it in we the Lilliputians' pockets, that's just a win. I mean, even if you can only afford 1 ounce of silver, folks, get in there. Buy that ounce of silver and say, I did something. I did something for the revolution. Well, anyway, that has clearly been a game changer in the last couple of weeks for gold and silver after what was quite a lethargic start to the year in terms of identifiable investment demand in the exchange-traded funds. There's a lot of truth that has been very slow the last 2 months. Anyway, holdings of the world's largest gold exchange-traded fund, New York's SPDR Gold Trust, fell to a nine-month low on Friday at 1223.10, all right? 1223.10 tons, metric tons, data from the fund showed, even as prices rallied. So they were still selling into this rally. It'll be interesting to see how the rest of the day transpires. Be back right after these words. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And back again, looking at this article off of Reuters, this Turkish foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoglu. I had that problem once, but if you wash thoroughly, you can get rid of that Toglu. Said on Monday that Tunisia's revolution can provide a model for other countries seeking reform if it can avoid pitfalls on the path to elections. Well, I guess so. Dozens of people reported killed in Tripoli overnight. That's not good news. As anti-government protests reached the Libyan capital for the first time, and the building where the country's parliament meets was ablaze, burning down the house, baby. The resulting risk aversion sparked buying of assets seen as a safe haven from risk. Bund futures rose as tension in Libya sparked safe haven flows into the German debt, while the Swiss franc rose against the dollar and the euro. Brent oil prices, meanwhile, surged nearly $3 a barrel to 2.5-year highs as traders eyed the unrest in major producer Libya. Of course, there's been no cessation of delivery or anything else, but, you know, if you're a speculator, why, any unrest is good unrest, and they all pile in. Other precious metals also rallied, with silver touching its highest in 31 years, and palladium at a 10-year peak. Silver outperformed gold, with the number of silver ounces needed to buy an ounce of gold dropping to around 42, a near 13-year low. That's right, your gold-to-silver ratio, as of an hour ago, was 41.8821, a very, very good sign. Brent oil prices, meanwhile, surged nearly 4% to 2.5-year highs as traders eyed unrest in major Libya, European shares, blah, 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 blah. And it just goes on, okay? Precious metals continued to recover as civil unrest intensified in the MENA region, with silver touching levels not seen since the peak of the Hunt Brothers squeeze in 1979 to 1980, said Morgan Stanley in a note. And, of course, when Morgan Stanley is writing notes, we all listen, right? Quote, we expect the combination of continued strength in investment demand and a sustained industrial demand recovery will support silver this year before easing amid improved economic conditions in 2012. So keep your eyes on silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, gold, baby. It's all going, and it's going rather interesting. But that's not all. That's not all. Of course, we have some very intelligent chatters in our chat room. Hamsack Bag has been sponsoring the idea of converting our currency to a ham-based currency. Instead of having fiat dollars, we'll just go back to Missouri hogs, okay? I think it's a great idea. And it would be rather profitable, especially today. Record U.S. cattle hog prices seen on shrinking herds. China, this article off Bloomberg by Toyny Drybus. Wow. Drybus. Anyway, like Richard Dreyfuss, I guess. The founder of, well, we don't need to go into Zionists already. The U.S. livestock prices may reach records in the next two quarters as farmers reduce herds while China imports the most pork since at least 1992 and the largest amount of beef in 3 years, according to Société Générale. So if you're wondering why the price of bacon and ham and beef is going up at your local grocer, it's because the Chinese are hungry. And U.S. livestock producers can get more for their money if they sell it to China while we starve. Anyway, lean hog futures will climb to a record of $1.10 a pound in the second quarter. You know, you can get a wiener pig for about $30, put them in your backyard, feed them corn, grow them up, put them in your locker, but not everybody likes that. But anyway, lean hog futures, they'll be lean too. You feed them You feed them corn and milk? Wow. Almost have to put butter in the pan to do your bacon in the morning, guys. Lean hog futures will climb to a record of $1.10 a pound in the second quarter, and live cattle prices will be at an all-time high of $1.30 a pound. You know how much a cow weighs? Slaughter cows? Wow. That's a lot. It's a lot of money walking around out there in the field. You know, you drive by one of these pastures and see all these beef cows out there. Just think about it as $1.10 a pound in this. Oh my goodness, $1.30. Wow. The banks correctly forecast higher grain prices in May. Chinese imports of pork will gain 5.7% in 2011, and beef purchases will advance by 43%. U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates shows, I think they're going to outperform the Lazy Boy market, probably the flat-screen TV market as well. World food prices rose 28% in the last year. Well, and that's the reason you're bleeding every time you go through the checkout line, right? Reaching a record in January, according to the United Nations, riots partly linked to food inflation ended Zine El Abidine Ben Ali's 23-year rule in Tunisia and Hosni Mubarak's three-decade-long rule in Egypt. Food inflation. Finance ministers from the group of 20 nations last week signaled concern that surging commodity costs are driving inflationary pressures around the world. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Meat will start to have an impact on the price index and start to pinch on the consumer's pocketbook. Start to. Jason Britt, the president of the Central States Commodities, Inc., a brokerage in Kansas City, Missouri, said by phone on February the 17th, Britt correctly forecast a rally in hog prices in 2008. Well, maybe you ought to step out the grocery for yourself one time, Jason, and you'd find that it's not going to start to put a pinch on the consumer's pocketbook. Live cattle for April delivery closed at $1.15 a pound in Chicago, that'd be the Merck, on February the 18th. Hogs climbed to 92.275 cents a pound. Hog futures traded on the Chicago Merck Exchange having jumped 31% in the past year, and live cattle prices climbed 24% over the same period. Yeah. Hog herds. Baby, I love it. This is Ozark stuff here, folks. The hog breeding herd in the U.S. totaled 5.78 million head as of December the 31st, down 1.2% from a year earlier, U.S. data show. The U.S. cattle herd shrank to 92.58 million head as of January the 1st, the smallest size in 53 years, as feed costs climbed and beef producers slaughtered more animals to take advantage of the higher prices. It ain't just the SPDR gold shares that buys when the prices sell. It sells when the prices are high. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Let's go a little further here. Wholesale pork up 29% in the past year and beef 16% higher will have to gain another 50%, as will cattle and hog futures, to keep up with the increasing grain price as well. You just keep an eye on that and watch. Things are really starting to pick up. Let's go over to Iceland and see what's happening with them. The Icelanders to have the final say on British Dutch depositor debt. Omar Valdimarsson. Wow. Interesting name out of Iceland. Must be Hrafnil Sagas coming in here. Iceland's president, Olafur R. Grimson, will give his country's voters the final say on repaying about $5 billion in debts owed to the UK and the Netherlands to cover depositor claims. See, all the people in Iceland, they're lining up along the shore and they're flipping a bird of the UK. Really interesting. Let's talk about repudiating the debt. Set your captives free. We'll be right back.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we'll put the Icelandic tales on hold for a moment, folks. You're welcome to call in today if you'd like, 866-841-1065. Let's jump up to Minnesota and get an action plan from Jason. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Will. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. We're just snowed in here in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota, but that's all right.
Certainly.
But I noticed that today's President's Day.
Yes, it is.
And I remember tuning in 2009 and listening to your debut show.
Well, I really don't like to blow my own horn, but you're absolutely right. Today is my anniversary here on Oracle Broadcasting. I've ended my second year of broadcasting with a little over 1,040 hours of Become Vocal Local, coming at people live every single day. And this is the third year I've been on radio, so I'm looking forward to a new year and another year on Oracle.
Well, don't be so chipper about it, but we'll roll forward, and because there's all kinds of things that we could cover, but today I'd like to cover an article out of the Great Ideas, the book called A Synopticon, and in here is the article on democracy. And since we're hearing so much about democracy in the propaganda news media, I have been studying a little bit about just what exactly is democracy. And so out of this article, it says, the evaluation of democracy are even more various than its meanings. It has been denounced as an extreme perversion of government. It has been grouped with other good, or other bad forms of government, and accorded to the faint praise of being called either the most tolerable of bad governments or the least efficient among acceptable forms. It has been held up as the political ideal, only perfectly just state, that paragon of justice which has always been, whether recognized or not, the goal of political progress. Sometimes the same writer will express divergent views. Plato, for example, in The Statesman, claims that democracy has a twofold meaning, according as it involves ruling with law or without law. Finding it, in every respect, weak and unable to do any great good or any great evil. He concludes that it is the worst of all lawful governments and the best of all lawless ones. The rule of the many is the least efficient for either good or evil. But in the Republic, he places democracy at only one remove from tyranny, on the ground that the excessive increase of anything from causes a reaction in the opposite direction. Tyranny is to rise naturally out of democracy, and the most aggravated form of tyranny, slavery, out of the most extreme form of liberty.
Well, that's true, you know, and this is the way that I got started in it. I read Plato's Republic and other writings by Plato, but also studied Aristotle, and especially I like his book on politics, you know. And Aristotle ranks democracy right down near the bottom, too. I mean, once you fall out of a democracy, and that is really the slippery slope, the next step is anarchy, you know. So it's just a matter of looking at it. There, go back to this reinventing government, fast bullets and culture changes by a fellow that I met down in Dallas a couple of years ago, Bob Hillman. But here on page 56 of his book, he says, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. You know, at present, so things are not looking too good. He then details how special books were being prepared for use in the schools and that publications were being prepared for adults as well. As part of the program, children were to learn about a new set of heroes, international heroes, who were responsible for creating the United Nations. And among these heroic figures were Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, V.M. Molotov, Cordell Hull, Winston Churchill, Sumner Wells, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Edward Stettinus Jr. And so, I mean, this is the perversion that has come into our educational system with the rise, you know, Woodrow Wilson saying, making the world safe for democracy. And here we are spreading democracy in the East. It's no wonder they're rejecting it. But with the rise of democracy come all these ills.
Yes. And it's funny that you mentioned Aristotle, because the very next paragraph talks about Aristotle and his politics. And it goes on. It says, similarly, Aristotle in the Politics calls democracy the most tolerable of the three perverted forms of government, in contrast to oligarchy, which he thinks is only a little better than tyranny, the worst of governments. Yet he also notes that among the existing governments, there are generally, though, to be two principal forms of democracy and oligarchy, and the rest are only variations of these. His own treatment conforms with his observation. He devotes the central portion of his Politics to the analysis of oligarchy and democracy. In his view, they are equal and opposite in injustice, and to him, both seem capable of degenerating into despotism and tyranny. Among the political philosophers of modern times, a certain uniformity of treatment seems to prevail in the context of otherwise divergent theories. Writers like Hobbes, Locke, and Rousseau, or Machiavelli, Montesquieu, and Kant differ in many and profound respects, but they classify the forms of government in much the same fashion. As Hobbes expresses it, the representative is one man, then is the Commonwealth a monarchy. When an assembly of all that will come together, then it is a democracy or popular commonwealth. When an assembly of a part only, then it is called an aristocracy. Though Hobbes favors monarchy, Montesquieu either aristocracy or democracy, these writers do not make the choice among the three traditional forms a significant expression of their own political theories. For them, the most important choice is presented by either alternatives. For Hobbes, between absolute and limited government. For Montesquieu and Locke, between government by law and despotism. For Rousseau and Kant, between a republic and a monarchy.
Yes. Yes, very important. And, you know, in that, you know, we hear some key phrases, too. You know, the assembly and the idea of the right to assemble. And our founders were not ignorant of these writings, you know. So we think about the right of the people to assemble, to petition their government for redress of their grievances, points right to this time period in this research, you know. The idea of assembly goes all the way back, you know, even to the Bible. And comes forward, and it can be understood when I talk about these local voting precinct groups. But in addition to that, at the time of the great upheaval in California when the gold rush was going on, when General Henry M. Robert came up with his Robert's Rules of Order, these are the rules to maintain order in a deliberative assembly. So when you've got a bunch of people locally together in a room, short of going to the handguns or the axes, they came up with a system of rules by which you could tone down the vitriol in a deliberative assembly and actually get things accomplished. So we've been struggling with this idea of democracy for a long time. And back in Thomas Paine, when he was writing, you know, he was thinking of this system as a republic, not a democracy. And the reason for that was because we would be continental in scope, not provincial. Now, in the provinces, like in the city states, in Athens and places like that, where you could actually get people to come together. But notice also in your encyclopedia, they mention that if you can get people to come together, if you can't get them to come together, then you're going to have the aristocracy. But if you can get people to assemble, then you might hope to have a democracy. And that's what they were trying to have in like Athens in the Greek states. But remember also there, they had lots of slaves, you know. So the nobile, if you will, they had plenty of free time and the weather was great and they could get out there and they could sit around and they could pontificate on all these things and vote directly. But when we've got people that in our United States of America working two and three times jobs or out of work or completely disenfranchised, you know, it's difficult to get people to assemble. But I couldn't agree with you more. Democracy is probably one of the most misunderstood concepts that ever came down the pike.
Yes, and I find it very hard to become vocal local because as I have to go to work every day and then trying to raise a family too, it is very difficult, and it's very hard to get out there and to get in contact with the politicians. And what I've been finding as I've learned more and more about government is that as bills locally are introduced into our House and Senate, there's this opportunity for us to come down there and testify before their committees. But the problem is that who has time to come down there and to pay for parking, take the day off of work, and to take the time not only to research, but present themselves with a good argument.
Well, stay with me over the break. We'll pick that up right after these words from our sponsors. I want to touch on that because there is a solution in there. Hold on.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so certainly we can all understand that as people become more and more busy, you know, and especially as young people are bringing up their families and trying to make the ends meet, oftentimes both husband and wife out of the home during the day working, you know, it is difficult to become vocal local, as you say, and especially as all of the meetings, Jason, seem to be timed for a daytime delivery. So what's a person to do? Get, you know, quit their job and do all this? No. Well, we recommend here, and what I certainly recommend, is building your local voting precinct groups. But in the Ozark Property Rights Congress, as a model, we have a wide diversity of age ranges, you know, and abilities. We've got people that are ranchers and cattlemen, farmers, homeowners, you know, that sort of thing. People that live in the city, people who live in the rural area. Everybody understands the dire straits that we're in right now, the urgency of the hour. And so what you need to do is be able to bring forward the best of each individual to make the success of the property rights, if you will, move forward at a greater clip. Now, with your profound ability to be able to find things that are otherwise obscure to many on the Internet, you can work as a research tool inside of a larger group. Other people, perhaps, that have oratorical skills or that maybe understand the trivium, they could go out and about. Maybe they're available during the daytime for that. Other people who are maybe disposed of a little bit more free time and a little bit more money could make the pilgrimages to the state capitol, maybe afford to take a hotel room and meet for two consecutive days and so on and so forth. But when we try and do things by ourselves, we discover the weakness of this and the failedness of this idea of being self-sustainable. That's not the possible. It's not even realistic. We can be self-reliant, but the power of a group is profound, especially if you have a well-organized group. And the diversity that can be found in the local voting precinct group, you know, there's some 177,000 local voting precincts scattered all across the United States and 3,066 plus counties and boroughs. And so it makes it very hard to co-op something like that. It really gives us the opportunity to take the very best of the available, the idea of democracy where we can come together in a deliberative assembly. But then it gives us also the opportunity to work as a large block when we are working towards common goals like repealing Obamacare and things like that. So I've always been a political realist, and I think that there are many things that we can use. We should use all of the tools in the toolbox that we can use and reject all of those that have been proven false. But any further thoughts?
Yeah, it's just interesting because I was just thinking along the lines that you had said developing another this property rights Congress. Is that maybe what the ideal or the idea originally was of creating like the Whigs or the Tories, were this local party system, you know, that you can then work within or you know that you people could gather together and then send a representative then to represent them or their little group?
Well, strictly speaking, when we look at the Whigs and the Tories, we might say that they're the conservatives and the liberals. You know, this is the home of the philosophical radical. And in those time periods, a lot of the philosophical radicals were either coming into or going to be the Whigs. And the Tories were those that would be the John Hobbesian supporters of the monarchy and a strong centralized government in the monarch or the crown and parliament assembled. But the idea of the Property Rights Congress, again, is basically just understanding as we do, you know, the information that I've shared with the audience from Andrew J. Galambos and understanding what is property and how vitally important it is and bringing that to the fore, that if we don't protect our property, and I do believe that property and 100% control of my property 100% of the time, 0% control of your property 100% of the time, that is really the foundation of freedom, and that is the foundation that we need to build upon going forward. So, you know, if we can understand that and look at it from the standpoint, okay, you can form a property rights group in an area right near you. I like the idea of starting the local voting precinct groups and embedding within the established two-party political system, not with an interest of building them up, but as an idea of bringing them together first and then abolishing them absolutely. So there's lots of different ways we can style it, but no matter what, when things really start to cook up and heat up, and they are already doing that, we don't want to be alone at this time period because you can see how powerless you can be. Even if you are informed on the issues, you flat out simply don't have enough time. That's why I've been on the radio for 3 years. I don't have time to go to visit with everybody in their counties. I don't have time to travel to all 177,000 voting precincts and help people get started. They need to pick this information up and run with it right where they are. But first, they need to understand why we do what we do. And I think if we rightly understand property, it should provide the incentive for most people to get off the couch and get out on the street.
Yes, you are correct. And as I travel around and I talk to people, it's very interesting because I always engage in a dialogue about, you know, what is property and where does wealth and your health all come from? And we end up talking about the land and we end up talking about property. But what I think is most interesting is that as the dialogue then continues further down, it seems that people are really stuck on this consensus of that you still need taxation to spread the wealth and you still need to have all these social programs and that take up a huge chunk of the local budgets.
Well, this is where it's important to bring in the philosophical radicals of England, especially Jeremy Bentham, and roll that out for them and show them what utilitarianism is and what the downside of it is. Those ideas all sounded really good, and they provided relief for people at the time in England, but we can see the downside of it. You cannot rob from Peter to pay Paul indefinitely without having Peter going broke. And, of course, Paul is the parasite, and so Paul the parasite, once he has basically exhausted Peter loses all interest in working. He falls out of the job pool. He falls out of the producer category. He then has the only resource that he has or resort that he has is to the social safety nets, and now we don't have any producers at all. So Peter perishes in the process. Paul the parasite will have to perish as well, because he's drained all the last of the life blood out of his host. And so it's a failed model, and we need to rethink it, and I think we can. But when we look at taxation, and especially taxation without representation, and the fiat monetary system, and all of the rest of the failed models, if you keep bringing it back to property and property and property, and show that how through public education and the financing for that by imposing a perpetual land rent on your property through the form of a real property tax and your personal property tax as well, and what happens to your ownership when you have to register and assess and self-assess, then I think people can start getting a better understanding, and especially cattle people, because, and horse people, because, and animal breeders of all kinds, because each one of those things are taxed as personal property, at least in Missouri, on your personal property tax. And so basically what it does is it penalizes people for prosperity. It hits them in the breadbasket, and it hurts them all around. Now, if you take all those taxes away, just watch as the people rebound in prosperity. There are certain things that we need to have that we can agree upon, but they needn't necessarily be a function of government. We can have a road district, and we can take care of our roads without having a system of taxation. It can be done by voluntary contribution. You can also do it by the standpoint of from the those that gain the most, pay the most, you know. Like if you have property that abuts a road and it's getting sidewalks and asphalt, then they can form a local road improvement district, an LRID, and they can pay into that to get the benefit of the paved road, which reduces the dust and the noise, and the sidewalk, which reduces their appeal, and their property values go up. So there are ways to finance that without getting involved in a general taxation. And, of course, then you can always bring out Karl Mordecai Marx, his Communist Manifesto, and all of the many planks far beyond just 10, and show them how this system has led us to where we are today. So it's time for all of us to do a checkup from the neck up and realize that we've been following these failed socialist models that just flat out can't work, and they're destructive of a free society.
Yes, I agree with you in assessing that these models, they do essentially come to an end, that they end up destroying their host.
Absolutely. They surely do. Well, anyway, great comments. We're coming right up against the break. I'll let you go now. But thanks for listening, Jason, and feel free to call in anytime. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. That's my name is still William Roberts. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, had a nice long conversation with Jason from Minnesota, looking into the origins, the roots, and the meanings, the ideas around democracy, and then positing some ideas of things that we can do when we find ourselves to be extra special busy and not able to attend to all of the things that we need to attend to in our system of governance, and the idea and the power of conforming together, you know, your local voting precinct groups so that you can multiply your efforts and magnify your results. Now, as we go into the second hour here, I'll just let everybody know that, yes, indeed, and in fact, today is President's Day, and on this day, 2 years ago, I started on Oracle Broadcasting. I'm just starting now my third year of broadcasting on this network, but, of course, I came over from the Revolution Broadcasting Network, where I was there for about 6 or 7 months, and then prior to that, I was over on the RBN for 6 or 7 months as well. So, basically, this is the end of my third year. Back on radio, and I've been trying to encourage everybody to become vocal local, trying to get people to understand how very important it is for us to abolish the established two-party political system, and I truly believe that the most effect we can have at this time is to embed within the established two parties, either R or D, and work at the county committee man and county committee woman level to gain control of these parties. That is the whole purpose of political parties, is to gain proximity to or complete control of government. We have a rolling coup that goes on in this country every 2 and 4 years. And we can either stand on those sidelines and scratch our noggins and wonder why nothing ever seems to change, or we can step up to the plate and make a big change for ourselves, all right? And that's exactly what Vicki Davis does every single day as she sits down to the computer, pulling together vast amounts of work. And if you recall, throughout most of the first year of our broadcast here on Oracle, I was joined on Tuesdays and Thursdays by Vicki Davis, and it's my pleasure to welcome Vicki back to the airwaves this morning. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I had to jump in on this conversation because I you know, in talking about the welfare state, I think we've been looking in the wrong place for the welfare state all along. I found this government department. It's called, well, actually, I think it's an agency within the Department of Commerce, but it's called the Economic Development Administration.
Oh, yeah.
And it was started in 1965, probably by Richard Gardner, but I haven't found that yet, but probably under Johnson's Great Society programs. But what this administration does is that, you know, as the U.S. Trade Representative decimates each sector of our economy in sequence, you know, just totally destroying the U.S. economy and exporting it to other countries, what this Economic Development Administration does then is that it comes in with grants and plans. They've divided up the country again into districts and regions that are economic development regions, and they come in, you know, with grant money. the EPA, the Education Department, and HHS, of course, they're the ones that are listing all of the requirements. But I can kind of see this as a strategy that's going on. You know, destroy, and then, you know, here's your requirements. Here's where you get the grant money. Now rebuild. And it's in that way that they're converting us to, like, what I think is a communist economy.
We'll stay right there. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again on our Monday, February the 21st, President's Day 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Visiting with Vicki Davis, calling in from Idaho. And Vicki, in the previous segment, you mentioned the economic development move that started back in the 60s. We can always understand, you know, that when we look at these titles of government agencies, that we need to turn them around. This would really be like the government economic undevelopment agency. It would be like the Unpatriot Act. It would be the Department of Home Scam, as you say, security or the insecurity. We can't expect the same things that out of these agencies that their titles imply. But certainly with economic development, it was less of an economic development. When these things came in and I first became aware of them, it was less of economic development than it was a transformation. We were moving away from the economic strengths that we had throughout the world wars and after in the heyday of the 50s. And we were being positioned into this global marketplace. And a lot of those grants were financing the service industry that would really lead us down the road to basically dependency on foreign sources.
That you're exactly right about that. As a matter of fact, do you remember Elaine Chao? She was the secretary of, I always call her Chairman Chao, so I have to.
Or just Dog Chow.
Well, that too. I might like that better. But in her nomination speech, you know, when she was nominated to be Secretary of Labor, she said, and this is a quote, "In one sense, the new economy is deconstructing work."
Exactly.
"With jobs that can't." Yeah. And she said, "Workers are demanding more autonomy, more freedom, more customization in terms of conditions of their employment. So they can basically go out and be free. Go be free and try to make a living in the knowledge economy." Well, I think we've talked about this before. You and I are engaged in the knowledge economy. You know, we're spreading knowledge. And funny, the bank doesn't take the deposits for
it. No, it is kind of amazing as I watch my my economic situation continue to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. Knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. Unfortunately, the actions that we take on a daily basis don't pay high dividends, but hopefully someday they will. Certainly, this union protest over collective bargaining spread from Wisconsin to Ohio, the news article on Bloomberg this morning I can get into in a little bit, points up to just how powerful it is when Chow is talking about workers. She's thinking about workers in the same way that Karl Mordecai Marx was talking about workers. And when we're looking at what's going on in Wisconsin and elsewhere, this is not a freedom rally. This is not a freedom revolt. These are the disgruntled socialists that are getting their pockets pinched when they find that when you rob Peter to pay Paul indefinitely, eventually Peter goes broke. And so that's what they're experiencing now. And this is the kind of unrest that the unions were designed to bring forward in this time period.
Right. And so, but what's going to happen is that they've already decimated the productive economy. And as they did that, they built the government sector and the private nonprofit sector to plan and, you know, do all these non-productive kinds of things as mitigation for the destruction of the real economy. So now that they're deconstructing that, the other segment of the economy, which is the true welfare state, you know, the jobs that are created by government for government, we're going to be in a world of hurt because there really is no real productive economy.
Absolutely not. You know, and this, even the article gives us more on that. In Madison, Wisconsin, crowds that police estimated at 25,000 engulfed the Capitol and its lawns yesterday during a third straight day of protests as Democratic senators fled the legislative session. In Columbus, Ohio, about 3,800 state workers, teachers, and other public employees came to the State House for a committee hearing. Now, what's the disparagence between 25,000 people engulfing and the 38,000 or 3,800 employees? What it is, basically, if you go back and look at the rest of the article, you're going to find that Barry the Usurper fired up his, Organizing for America program to help build the crowds using social media. The Washington Post reports today, continuing from the article, citing an unidentified Democratic Party official. The usurper himself spoke to the Milwaukee television station, not to the governor, but to this TV station. "Some of what I've heard coming out of Wisconsin, where they're just making it hard for public employees to collectively bargain generally, seems like more of an assault on the unions," the Barry the usurper said. And that's exactly what it is, you know. So it's collective bargaining, and it has very little to do with freedom. And it's all about their rights. It's their benefits and their perks.
Yeah, their benefits and their perks on the backs of what used to be the productive economy that is no more.
And they've closed down the
because it was exported.
Yeah, they closed down schools for this. They've got students out of college classes coming over to join in this demonstration. The UN educational program that Toron was referring to was approved at the first United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, that's UNESCO, General Conference held in November and December of 1946. One of the first things on its agenda was the creation of a study of education for international understanding in the primary and secondary schools and in institutions of higher learning of member states to be conducted by the member states with the assistance of UNESCO Secretariat. And so we've got academia working like Trojan horses within to undermine and destroy our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And here in Wisconsin, now we can see workers of the world unite coming out in the lawns and in the streets.
Well, and that's exactly right, because the whole idea is the knowledge economy, right? And it's the universities that are leading the knowledge economy. But the knowledge economy is a vapor economy. There is no such thing. You can't build an economy on teachers teaching at, you know, with computer systems. I mean, that, and the thing is that this is a global central plan, and they've been doing this all over the world. I mean, I'm looking at a page right here on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and it says, they're talking about the diversification of the economy, blah, 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 education development. This sector includes general education, higher education, technical and vocational training, science, technology, and innovation, key word. And as part of the vision to develop a knowledge economy, it also commits to 25 new technological research institutes and facilities. Well, so what they're doing, you know, they're building up the universities with these research and technical facilities, and you know, and connecting up to the community colleges to do vocational training. But vocational training for what? I mean, how many air conditioning techs do you need? The whole thing.
You know, you've mapped it out with your job bank, you know, the global job bank and that sort of stuff, and the workforce, you know, for America program and so many others. But Vicki, we're right up against a break. Hang in there for another segment with me, and we'll talk about it more after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And visiting this morning with a caller, Vicki Davis, calling in from Idaho, returning guest, frequent caller, great friend of the broadcast. Before I go back to Vicki, and we also have Lark in Dallas, Texas on the line, hanging in there in the queue. Just stay with us, Lark. I want to share just real quickly just a couple of words out of Henry Bergson's book, Creative Evolution, originally copyrighted back in 1911. This is a modern library edition that was donated to our library. A very interesting book. Wherein he, after having gone through the various, you know, Lamarckian and Eimian and Darwinian forms of evolution theory, he says this: in thus submitting the various present forms of evolutionism to a common test, in showing that they all strike against the same insurmountable difficulty, we have in no wise intention of rejecting them altogether. And he continues, but the reality of which each of these theories takes a partial view must transcend them all. And this reality is the special object of philosophy, which is not constrained to scientific precision because it complements or it contemplates no practical application. And Vicki, this is one of the real problems. And of course, the listeners can find your website, www.channelingreality.com, and access all of your research. But this is one of the real problems that we get involved with when we start allowing academia to triumph the society, because oftentimes they contemplate no practical application.
Well, and that leads me to what my final comment is going to be, which is that our economy is training people for the knowledge economy, and the knowledge is that there is no economy. So there you go.
Sustainable Development 101.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling in, Vicki. Really appreciate the call. And let's go right down to Dallas and visit with Lark in Texas. Good morning, Lark.
Well, happy Traders Day.
Thank you. and may more tyranny bless your life.
Okay, that's the knowledge economy. I get it. I'm just so dumbed down. Well, I don't know really if I can even speak correctly. I know one thing. The kids today don't know how to spell. Of course, that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, actually, it really helps, Lark, if you don't know how to spell, because when you go up on Twitter, you're limited to 141 syllables or letters, and so you really want to try and abbreviate everything as much as you can. You know, acronyms work.
What was it Tony Blair said? We have to fit the something for the policy or whatever. Is that kind of similar?
Well, I don't know, but certainly form does no longer follow function, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. I was just reading an article about mental health screenings in the public school, and I'm thinking, you know what? I was listening to Dave Hodges last night. Of course, Dave Hodges styles himself a libertarian.
Yes.
An activist of sorts.
Yes.
And, of course, he makes his living in academia.
Yes. And what is he? And what does he teach of all things? Sociology.
Yeah, I'm glad you know that because, you know, I'm a huge advocate for the abolition of public education. I think it's failed the American people, and I think it's failed us since the time of Horace Mann, frankly.
Grotesquely.
You know, it seems to me that would be a huge burden that could be lifted off the backs of the American people if we would just abolish public education, force all these educators to go out and, you know, earn a real living, be entrepreneurs. After all, they're pretty smart. And, you know, it would take a huge burden from property taxes that people pay. We got, my goodness, we got this new whiz-bang utilitarian device called the computer. My goodness, let's use it.
Absolutely. You know, I think that they're going to be using the computer more and more for education as they like to say, as we go forward into this century. There's no doubt about that, Lark. Whether that's going to be for the good or whether that's going to be for the bad will be discovered. But homeschooling has a tradition that is unmatched by anything that the public education system is able to equal. And largely, it's because as young people get the idea and they develop a passion for learning, they can almost self-guide themselves, and there's lots of good programs out there. The parents needn't be absolute specialists in education. They needn't have any college degrees or anything like that. They can either use a computer or they can use it just by buying the books. But with all of the various Little Red Schoolhouse type of programs there are out there, what we've found historically now is that the highest level, you know, all of the Ivy League schools and the best university land-grant colleges across America, they're all trying everything they can do to get the homeschoolers in amongst their students because they have a way of driving up the grade score of all of their programs. You know, they don't need to have those 2 or 3 years of remedial education, math 067 and 084 and 099 before they can even begin to take college math. They don't need to have a reintroduction to English and learn how to diagram sentences. They come in, you know, they're coming out of the box ready for college. Some of them, even at very early ages, you know, 14, 15 years old, already doing college level work. So I think that there is a lot of room for improvement, and certainly the abolition, you know, of this National Education Association, unionized teachers, all of the subsidies that they get, the smart boards and all that. Obviously, with Dave Hodges, just because you brought him up, not because I think he's necessarily an evil man, but with a combination, a double whammy, with teaching sociology, August Comte, one of the people that I loathe the most, and basketball, you know, you got to question the foundation.
Well, and, you know, I couldn't help but be struck. You know, Dave made a comment on his broadcast, you know, really in the same manner as all those Marxists up there in Wisconsin. It's like, oh, gosh, if you end collective bargaining, if you throw teachers out on the streets and destroy their families and everything else, it's like you've destroyed my whole life. I have nothing left.
Well,
you know, you've taken everything from me.
Unfortunately, for all the people that are involved in the system, you know, when you're Paul and you are the parasite, you know, then you're going to do everything you can do to sustain your Peter, the host. And when Peter finally collapses, as we're seeing now, you know, then Paul's going to have to get a checkup from the neck up. So I don't want to come out too strongly against all unions at once, you know, so on and so forth. But because we have studied the history. We know how vile the idea of wage slavery was. We know how the people that came here and settled in this country were treated under the jackboot. I mean, wage slavery was so far and away worse than chattel slavery ever could imagine that they had to use chattel slavery as a smokescreen to hide it, you know. But certainly there is a problem. We had a very big problem. The people that worked in the coal mines lived a miserable life. People that lived in the cities in the rag business, they had a horrible, miserable life. There was nothing at all for them. The employers, you know, treated them like pure garbage. They didn't care. People were dying left and right. The mortality rate among the wage slave people was high. And so, yeah, when Karl Mordecai came along, he was like a siren on a mountaintop, and people just flooded to him. But unfortunately, they had to take all of the poison to get the little tasty morsel.
Well, I have to say that America is rife with people calling themselves patriots today, and that makes me laugh too. Every time I hear people even mention the words patriot movement, I want to go, movement.
Well, you know, there is a learning curve that we just have to continue to strive to break through, you know. And it takes a long time and a lot of research. And you have to revise your beliefs. And, you know, as I've said since the beginning on this broadcast, folks, when we're up against the belief systems, it's one of the most difficult jobs you have. To get people to move away from their belief systems and come into the light of the truth is like trying to convert a Catholic to a Mormon. Stay right there, Lark. I'll bring you up on the other side.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers. The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And your calls are certainly welcome today, folks, at 866-841-1065. I've got a browser full of news, but I've got a board full of callers, too. So we'll go back to Lark in just a moment. From Dallas, I want to bone up just a little bit, shore up just a little bit of what Lark had mentioned. This is out of Frederick Bastiat's The Law, the classic blueprint for a just society, where Bastiat writes this, a defense of compulsory labor. Let us first consider a quotation from Bossuet, the tutor to the Dauphin in the court of Louis XIV. Here's the quote. One of the things most strongly impressed by upon the minds of the Egyptians was patriotism. No one was permitted to be useless to the state. The law assigned to each one his work, which was handed down from father to son. No one was permitted to have two professions, nor could a person change from one job to another. But there was one task to which all were forced to conform: the study of the laws and of wisdom. Ignorance of religion and of the political regulations of the country was not excused under any circumstances. Moreover, each occupation was assigned to a certain district. Among the good laws, one of the best was that everyone was trained to obey them. As a result of this, Egypt was filled with wonderful inventions, and nothing was neglected that could make life easy and quiet. Yeah, collectivism from the earliest times. That's the Joseph principle, Lark.
Yeah, it reminds me of Knox, our enemy, the state.
Absolutely. I mean, and we've got enemies in the state at the highest level, but unfortunately, through Agenda 21 and this idea of capacity building, one of the things that we have to deal with, and especially from the Tavistock Institute, was their idea of this newly revamped, back in 2000, this newly revamped idea of localism. And what they basically wanted to do was take power to the edge. These are their words, not mine, Tavistock. Of course, you can find it on the web, folks. But the Tavistock Institute, taking power to the edge, from the grassroots to the grassroots, just as we see now all over Asia, rising up in these spontaneous rebellions for democracy and liberty, two of the most dreaded things that a man could ever desire in his life. But now we see it in Wisconsin. And, of course, the community organizers under the Barry the Usurper, Organizing for America, and himself a community organizer, they're bringing the communitarian law right into the discussion, full on, in our face, as they take power to the edge. Lark?
Well, it's so true, and it's, Vicky brought up a very good point, too, about the other half of socialism, and that's that that corporatocracy that, she mentioned recently on a program that she realized by working for these medium-sized and large corporations in her capacity as a systems analyst that she, in fact, had given herself over to the collective. And that collective, what was it? Well, it was a corporation.
Exactly.
And nowadays we see new documentaries like The Corporation Nation, how this organization model of a corporation is just as much collectivist as anything conceived by the state.
Well, when we go into the discussion on corporations, I like to start early on with Sir Edward Coke and with Blackstone, and understand that there are very valid and useful and good and needful things that can best be served by a corporation establishment. And in law, a corporation can be a benefit. Where things have really gone awry, from the earliest times in our country, the corporation has become the government. They have become law, and they are the economies. And unfortunately, even though we think we have a representative system of government, we are under corporate governance, and we've been that way for 250 years.
Oh, and then when we, when we look at these committees and offices and associations and we go, even the political parties, they're all incorporated in some manner.
Absolutely.
And look at,
think about how all of those committees, where does the head of a committee come from? Who appoints these committees, these unelected boards and councils? Where do these heads come from? Oftentimes, they come from major contributors like Monsanto and Syngenta and Blackstone and others. They come in from the top, highly regarded experts say, and they then chair these committees like the Interstate Commerce Commission, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, and like even our Treasury today with Timmy Geithner, the head of the Pilgrim Society, Pilgrim.
Even the Republican National Committee.
Absolutely.
Is a part of the International Democratic Union. And it's as Marxist as you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the oldest lobby groups out there is the International Labor Organization, and the name ought to tell you everything.
And we look at our local level, and for me, I liken it to the way the president appoints, quote-unquote, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board after with the retirement or what have you of the previous, you know, like a la Alan Greenspan and now Ben the Bank Bernanke.
Yes.
And so now we have such a thing called the city manager. And the city manager is nothing more than a communitarian appointee, similar to the appointment of a new Federal Reserve chairman. I mean, this is bypassing anything that we can term the will of the people or the consent of the governed altogether.
Absolutely, and we have that even in small-town America, folks. Your city manager, keep your eye on that, your code enforcement officials. But going back to this discussion earlier just alluded to, of this going-ons up in the University of Wisconsin-Madison and at the State House there in Wisconsin, you know, we can understand that from what we learned from Corporation Nation, that these teachers' unions, you know, everybody pays in. Everybody pays in. Now, these people pay in almost nothing. They'll have to pay in something. But they pay into these teachers' union, into their pension plans and their pension programs. And then they've got a line that is drawn across the ledger sheet. Now, they have only so many members today paying in, and there are only so many retirees, and the birth-to-death ratio figures into this. But they've only got so many retirees out there that are taking out. And what happens is that year after year after year, there's excess on the balance sheet. And then the union goes ahead and they invest that in all of the major corporations that are advancing sustainable development globally. And so the union people and the pensioners, you know, they're going, hey, you know, don't cut our pensions, don't cut our pensions. But yet at the same time, they don't look at the massive wealth above the line that they actually have to draw upon, which, as Cliff Richardson and others have said, that Walter Buren has said, that this in itself would replace taxation if we were to but use it effectively.
Well, all I know is that, forgive me, Will, as you were saying these things, I was thinking, you know, shall we build gallows for these traitors? Or should we, as a final act of compassion, simply issue them each a wooden tub and whatever rags that they can carry in that tub and on their back, a la Diogenes, and then turn them loose onto society and should that be their punishment? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think
the gallows or the wooden tub.
I think we ought to first start with stocks and bonds. All right, chains, heavy garments, things like that, and the stocks. That will they get their full due of public humiliation, you know, out there as they stand in the courtyard. I would really like to. I don't know how much I would give to be able to thieve the first tomato at Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. But nevertheless, I think we need to start with stocks and bonds, the swindle. And then we can go, and I like to use the terminology, the Palace of Justice. And there I think we could probably employ a lot of good Ozark oak. Get our Swedes and Norwegians, if you could keep them from fighting, to go ahead and build the palaces of justice, and then we'll import from Canada, being globalists, you know, we'll import plenty of good, sturdy Canadian hemp rope, and I think we ought to just have public hangings and continue that period for a dozen or more years, because I think it would put the fear of God rightly in the heart of these people, and perhaps in the future we would have less resort to the palace of justice and get a little bit more law, order, and justice out of our justice system.
Well, for goodness sake, let's don't buy any hemp from Canada. It only benefits the cabal and the queen.
Well, I think it would take too long.
Grow our own.
It would take too long to grow it, but I guess maybe we could get some advice from Tom James and Hemp USA, and we might be able to have that hemp ready by next spring.
Yeah, the DuPont family would be delighted if we just buy nylon and for the short term.
My, well, that's one of the options that we have ahead of us. And I mean, this is not going to be a pretty picture. I certainly don't want to revisit the French Revolution, but there is definitely a revolution in the air. Thanks for calling, Art.
Have a good day, sir.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
And for more really good news, gold is now up $18, trades at $1,407.10 on the Kitco website as of this very moment. So it's, you know, things are just happening. British Petroleum pays $7.2 billion for stakes in 23 Reliance blocks in India as Macondo gently weeps. All right. Now, you heard about BP all across America selling off its useless parcels. What were they doing? Consolidating wealth, getting ready to move the money to India. Great. Wonderful, isn't it? You know, I've kind of been really reluctant about building the website, and I hope those of you that are looking for a bigger website from me will forgive me for not doing it. I have very little interest, really, in the websites. But anyway, sometime back in 2008, I wrote up this little kind of an intro to what I had in mind for Become Vocal Local. I'm going to share it with you. Become Vocal Local, all right, here. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and our states. And there's some not looking to Washington, D.C. for a solution here. It would be premature in pointing that far until we build a solid foundation at the precinct level and then build up our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. There's no real reason to look to Washington, the District of Criminals. All right? But I then continue. I say this is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim. Some of you might remember the bumper stickers and pins and badges and T-shirts. Think global, act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of even the very nemesis of globalism. Right? We have to understand, you know, go back and read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Understand where the battles are going to be. They're going to be right where you are. They'll be on your property tax statement, financing and underwriting this corrupted educational system that's deliberately dumbing down the minds of our children, our youth. All right? Got to happen, folks. Countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance. Change agents, they're everywhere. Not just the federales, as well, Ralph Winterode said. The change agents are everywhere. They come out of the land-grant universities. They're the college extension people. They used to be county agents. Well, they are still agents. They're agents. They're change agents. And they're sowing the seeds of sustainable development, Agenda 21, throughout every county, every town, and every city in America. Many of them have sold over and become treaty partners with ICLEI. We've talked about that in the past. You can find out more about it on Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org and .com, I believe. So again, countering the craft and the guile. Oh, the sweet words, the bronze men, the polished teeth. All right, they come in to dialogue people into consensus on all this stuff. Delphi technique comes to mind. Countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action. See, the Democrats use affirmative action. The Republicans advance voluntary compliance. They're both the same. It might be voluntary, but it's compliance nonetheless. To do what? To affect implementation through public buy-in. They've got to affect the public buy-in, right? So vocal local exposes the socioeconomic, the political, and the theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. Again, refer to Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. What are the socioeconomic, the political, and the theological underpinnings? We've talked about the green vote before. We've talked about this new green religion. All right. What are the political roots on this? Political Zionism, Shabtai Zvi, Labor Zionism, the Catholic Church, the Jesuit Order. And the socioeconomics. You know, you're going to be serfs. You're going to be serfs on the plantation, the global plantation. Go back and read F.A. Hayek's book, The Road to Serfdom. So it's a global safety cult agenda. We're doing everything for your safety. Department of Homeland Security, the Patriot Act. Oh, there's a terrorist under your bed. You can be sure, and there's one in your closet, too. An Al-Qaeda terrorist, no doubt. All right? And look what has happened. And look what's happened. All right? Now we've got the TSA and everybody else, and they're up your pooper with a wand or their finger, even worse. Exposing the globalist localism propaganda when I discovered on the Tavistock Institute and their linkage to the Smith Institute, this new localism program. I was already aware of localism. Localism's been around for a long time. The Encyclopedia of Social Sciences has a lengthy article there on localism. It's an ism like any other ism. But they're using this new localism to take the power to the edge. And so we need to be aware of that. It reveals the true nature of the public-private partnership as nothing but a naked move toward corporate fascism or corporatism. Right? Wherever it is attempted, vocal local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants in aid. Vicky's comments earlier in the broadcast about the danger of putting your hands out. All right? Ever time a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. It sounds so good. It's so enticing. Here, try these carrots. They're so fresh. They're so nice. But it's that long list of requirements and rules and regulations and philosophies that you have to accept when you reach out for that money that makes it unpalatable. federal grants and aid to schools, the core standards, and so on and so forth, the shackles of control inevitably clamped on. If you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul, it's theft, my friends. It's theft. And so it's time for us all to do a little checkup from the neck up. And as Karen Quinn Tostada says, you know, you don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Be very careful. Don't let your dollars be your consent. A truly informed, bold, vocal, local people understand that it's a far easier task to block globalism by whatever it name be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to excise once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing like a cancer within the very body politic. And, of course, Judge Vinson's in the news. Okay, they're really having a hard time dealing with this guy's ruling. But it's causing a tremendous amount of upset for them. He's basically ruled this unconstitutional. Alaska has just jumped on that boat. Others are doing it as well. How are they going to get their Obamacare if all the states just simply say no? They're not. And that's the answer. And the U.S. House here, another article off Bloomberg, may cancel the tax reporting rules in the health care law next month. They say it's a win-win for taxpayers, and it certainly is. But what they need to do is repeal this legislation. And I've said from day one, Barry the usurper is exactly that. He's exactly that. He's a usurper. He's usurped the role and the rule or the reign, if you will, of a president of the United States. Now, president of a corporation, he can be, even as a Kenyan. But as a president of the United States, that doesn't fly. So everything that the 111th Congress did and everything that the 112th is now poised to do will become null and void on their face. Nothing that he signs into law, nothing that can be convened under him as the president, nothing there has any force and effect in law. It's all null and void. We should turn the back on it. The argument should be on the House floor. If Boehner wants to pop up as the speaker and really speak truth to power, he needs to question the integrity not only of the Democratic Party that concealed both Rahm Emanuel and Barry the Usurper's illegitimacy as far as serving in office is concerned, but certainly the unconstitutionality of proceeding until such time that we can be assured that the man that signs the legislation into law has the authority to do so and is not just a rank usurper. Okay? So there's a lot of things that we could be doing on that regard. There's no benefit now for having whacked the judge, John Roll. They're still bringing out, dragging out this woman, Giffords, here. But certainly her shooting is not going to work in their favor as the Bradys did. Lawmakers from Arizona to Wyoming, the mountain region of the Western movies and home to four of the five fastest growing states, are going forward with gun laws that would be among the nation's most permissive, undeterred by the shooting of U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. She was among the injured, by the way. Judge Roll was among the dead. All right. We need to find out more about why Judge Roll was there in the first place and why he was whacked. And what was he doing to damage the destruction of the pension funds? There's a lot of legislation that's laying out there that no one seems to really want to discuss. I certainly don't know enough about it, you know, to talk on it wisely. Well, we're all out of time for today. Thanks for joining with me today on our birthday. We'll be back again tomorrow for another year of broadcasting on Oracle. Hope you'll be with us then. Good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
to see our extensive line of specialty CPACs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others. Go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.